This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. An important report on the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis has been removed from the Department of Justice website. Many MMIP awareness advocates and officials have questioned its absence, according to Newsweek. U.S. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada says the Not One More report disappeared in February. She was with the Senate committee that introduced the 2020 Not Invisible Act, which mandated the report. Cortez Masto and Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska reached out to the Trump administration to have the report reposted, but Newsweek says they were told the White House took it down to comply with the president's executive order that determined there were only two sexes. Cortez Masto's quoted in Newsweek's coverage as saying she firmly believes this isn't about gender, DEI, or wokeness, but about keeping tribal communities safe and providing tribal leaders and law enforcement with the tools they need. A Native Hawaiian organization is tasked with taking care of Native Hawaiians across Hawaii and the continental U.S. when it comes to the health and well-being of Native Hawaiian people. Keopo Relitz, Director of Policy and Strategy at Papa'ola Lakahi, says the organization was created by an act of Congress in the 1980s to address the Native Hawaiian healthcare system. Relitz was among the more than 2,500 attendees at the National Congress of American Indians annual convention taking place in Seattle this week.
At home, it means making sure that we're supporting our Native Hawaiian healthcare systems. It also means that we're supporting community-based organizations that are helping to make sure our people are thriving and able to live and thrive in Hawaii. And that also means that they're doing so if they are one of the diaspora Hawaiians. So if they were either born outside of the United States or had to move, we also support community-based organizations that are making sure that they're connected to their identity, connected to resources that they need. Because as we know, as Native people, if we don't have our culture, if we don't have our language, if we don't have that identity, then the core of our well-being is impacted.
Relitz says it's important to be at events like NCAI in order to listen and learn from other Native people. She says it's good to be partners, allies, and advocates, pointing to the partnership which helped create the Native Hawaiian Healthcare Improvement Act, done in collaboration with tribes. Health and wellness are among the many issues discussed at the NCAI gathering, which wraps up on Friday. And it's not every day you get to see an eagle, let alone two together, alive and up close. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, it's something visitors of a Phoenix nonprofit recently did while blessing these animals during an annual Native American wildlife celebration earlier this month.
Robert Masto with Liberty Wildlife is Pascua Yaki and honors eagles Cisco and Anasazi with a song.
And you're revered for their strength, their intelligence, and even their healing and protective powers.
Things the Phoenix nonprofit is helping guests tap into, one November Sunday morning.
Pinch some sacred tobacco, take it to the eagle, and say their prayer. And oftentimes the eagles will flap their wings. To feel the wind of the eagle is like the ultimate experience.
That lasted for an hour. Augie Molina, who is Pascua Yaki, spiritually prepared people bringing offerings to the birds by burning sage bundles and tapping them with a fan made from feathers, while those being cleansed bathed in the smoke.
When you smudge, it's going to take as long as it's going to take.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs Strauss Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support from Clarkson Potter, publisher of Turtle Island, Foods and Traditions of the Indigenous Peoples of North America by Native American chef Sean Sherman. With ancestral and modern recipes, this cookbook showcases diverse foodways of the continent's regions.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.